This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Yet another battle over fair and balanced coverage is underway. It does not involve Fox News or Michael Moore. It centers on the comics page of American newspapers. Responding to complaints about the liberal content of Doonesbury and Boondocks, among others, newspaper editors have started searching for conservative strips. Comic strip historian Charles Solomon says the new strips are more editorial than comic.
The comics have been linked to politics since the early 20th century, when Mutt of Mutt and Jeff ran for president on the Bughouse ticket. During the 30s, Little Orphan Annie preached the virtues of thrift and hard work and lambasted Franklin Roosevelt. In Pogo, Walt Kelly drew devastating caricatures of politicians ranging from Lyndon Johnson to Joseph McCarthy. During the 60s, storms of controversy arose when Al Capp parodied Joan Baez as Joni Phoney and Lil Abner. In 1975, Gary Trudeau became the first comic strip artist to win the Pulitzer Prize for political cartooning for his unapologetically liberal Doonesbury. Berkeley Breathed won the Pulitzer in 1987 for Bloom County, another strip with a liberal slant. Breathed surprised his readers by ending Bloom County in 1989.
When they think nostalgically back to Bloom County in the 80s, they're thinking back to a strip that was set against a popular culture that didn't have any other immediate topical humor, political humor, editorial humor in any significant amount. You had the Tonight Show monologue, you had Saturday Night Live to a degree, and you had Doonesbury. And that was virtually it. There was no web. There was no really any cable outlets. There wasn't any Comedy Central. There wasn't the Daily Show. And there wasn't all the endless snarky comment that now weaves throughout cyberspace. That's kind of a constant drone and buzz in the background. It was virtually nothing.
One of the first of the new conservative strips was Bruce Tinsley's Mallard Fillmore, which began in 1994. Even then, it was widely perceived as a way to balance Doonesbury. 3 years later, Aaron Magruder began Boondocks, a pointedly liberal, often racially charged strip about two African-American boys. Scott Stannis launched his conservative Prickly City in July of this year. Breathed, who's now drawing the weekly strip Opus, which he began in 2003, finds that the political discourse in the comics page has grown more acrimonious in recent years.
It's gotten to the point where I instinctively feel like backing off. There's plenty of other people trying to do that job now, better or worse, and I'd rather not join the din. I'd rather find the new areas that people are kind of neglecting.
Conservatives have long complained about Breathed's and Trudeau's mordant satires, which have ranged from safaris through Reagan's brain to caricaturing Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Gruppenführer. But the great comic strips that feature political commentary have always presented it within the context of an ongoing story involving familiar, well-liked characters. Walt Kelly mixed political lampoons into the naive adventures of Pogo and Okefenokee Swamp. The political barbs in Doonesbury play off the lives of the aging baby boomers in the cast, and Breathed's Opus is an eternal innocent, simultaneously fascinated and repelled by the excesses of pop culture. Readers never get to know the characters in Mallard Fillmore or Prickly City as they do the characters in the earlier liberal comics. It remains to be seen whether the developing battle between the red strips and the blue strips can be decided amicably, or whether the Supreme Court will have to decide what Americans get to read in their morning papers.
Comic and animation historian Charles Solomon lives in Los Angeles.